Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this last Sunday of November. We're already towards the end of the year, getting close to Christmas. Thanks be to God for His grace every day that we are alive here, one more day in this world, to be a blessing here. So let us be thankful for that as we come before God to worship together. Let us be filled with that gratefulness of His grace every day. The announcements are listed on the second page, if you want to follow that. Those are our regular announcements with some special mentions. The food bank ministry continues, particularly for our holiday food distribution to the needy families in our Hispanic community. Please donate in cash or in kind. The books also will be available for sale, and that also will benefit our mission work. The cooking class will be on December 14, Saturday at 10 a.m., We have a volunteer, and she will be cooking lasagna. So please join for a time of learning, fellowship, and lunch. That's a good time to have a good time of fellowship. And third Thursday luncheon is going to be December 19 at 1 p.m. at Golden Corral. Please also note that and join for a time of fellowship and lunch. Today, November 24th, we will have a lunch after service. It will also be celebrated as our Thanksgiving lunch. So we have food people have brought together. So all are invited for the lunch after service today. Next Sunday, December 1st, we will have the Holy Communion. It is also the first Sunday of Advent, where we start the Christmas season or the Advent season, looking forward to the Christmas birth of our Savior that we celebrate on the December 25th. So we will start that on December 1st. Thank you for your continued and faithful support of the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. We accept online donations on our website. Please use that opportunity to do that. And one more announcement that I wanted to talk to you about was Reverend Austin Robertson, who came here a couple of times to preach with us. He is going to come and minister to us, and also we wanted to join his association, where his church is also part of it, so we can work together as a community of church, so we can, and they may be able to support us with Sunday schools or children's ministry, things like that. And it's not an affiliation, we just have a connection of churches. So in other words, when I'm not here, somebody will be here to preach. And when I am about to retire, somebody will be trained and ordained that we can get. So we want to get that in next year sometime in the beginning. So pray about that, think about that. You don't have to pay any apportionments. You don't have to worry about anybody coming and closing the church or anything like that. It is just a network of churches that we support each other. And I think Faith Methodist Church that he belongs to is a great resource that we can use. And their youth ministers and their, especially their music ministers, they can help us with various things when we need it. So please pray about it, and then we can work together on that. We will have to make a decision as a church and let them know if it is okay that we can work together. Those are the announcements that I have. Are there any other announcements anybody had to make? If not, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is hymn number 57, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. We will sing verses 1 through 4. If you are able, please stand.
Of my God and King, the triumphs of breaks the power of cancer sin. He turns the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood awaits for me.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather here in this church and also online to worship you. We thank you for the manifold grace, blessings that you shower upon us every day. Every morning that we get up, Lord, is a day that you have given us a gift in this world. Not to live for ourselves, but to live for this world as a blessing. For the opportunities that you have given us to be your hands and feet in this world. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us to come here to worship together, Lord. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came here, lived among us, suffered and died and rose from the dead so that we can have eternal life with you. We thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to kindle our faith and lead us into all truth. Be the church to make faithful disciples for you in this world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in all the ministries that we do here, and in all the worship and services that we do, we honor and glory to your name, Lord. Let your people be blessed, each and every one of us, Lord. You know the desires of our hearts. Touch us, Lord, with your word. Touch us with your power of the Holy Spirit. As we go from this place, there will be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. Help us, Lord, to glorify your name. Lift up your name and honor your name in our praises, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word and everything that we make here, Lord. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's a greeting time now. If you are able, please stand and greet each other in Christian love. Hey, how are you doing?
Her favorite song because her husband's favorite song, so I adopted it.
Okay.
From Jack.
Oh, well, now Jack had many favorites. I know a lot of his also. Okay, if you please join us, page 504, the old rugged cross.
Okay.
1, 2, and 4.
Yep.
1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
sounded like a full choir. Sounded good.
We're getting better.
Please, we're getting there. Please be seated. We will celebrate our birthdays, anniversaries, or any other blessings that we want to celebrate, graduation, new homes, new jobs, whatever you want to call out as a blessing, we'll celebrate, and we'll have a prayer, and then also we'll have a lunch after service. So anybody have any birthdays this month to celebrate? Yes, Robert?
November 30th, Saturday.
Okay, 30th Saturday. Your birthday?
Birthday.
All right.
My grandson will be 9 next week.
Oh, grandson.
My youngest.
Oh, okay.
Marcus' daughter Sarah was November 10th.
Yes, she
was. The Marines had a birthday.
Who?
The Marines. November 10th is the Marines' birthday.
The United States Marine
Corps. Oh, the Marine Corps, okay. So, let us have a word of prayer. Please turn with me to the Wesleyan Prayer on 607. Page 607. You can remain seated. We pray that prayer together. Page 607, a covenant prayer in the Wesleyan tradition. Let us pray together. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt, rank me with thou wilt. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee, O laid aside for thee, exalted for thee, O brought low for thee. Let me be full, let me be hungry. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, you are the giver of light and life. We thank you for the gifts of life, love, family, and friends, and church, and many, many other things that you shower upon us, Lord. Above all, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve, the eternal life that you have offered through his death and resurrection. We pray for those who celebrate their anniversaries and birthdays and any other blessings this month, Lord. We thank you for a new year in their lives. With the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love and faith towards you and for others. We give you thanks for your past blessings and pray for your continued mercies upon them, O God. Renew them, your blessings, and cover them with your love and comfort them with your joyful presence. Guide them, Lord, with our thoughts from heaven and give them your guidance of the Holy Spirit every day. May your Holy Spirit strengthen them in faith and fill them with love and service for you and for others. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. The responsive reading is Psalm 105, verses 1 through 11. Is on page 828. If you are able, please stand for that. 828.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on God's name. Make known God's deeds among the peoples.
Sing to the Lord, sing praises. Tell of all God's wonderful works.
Glory in God's holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek the Lord's presence continually.
Remember the wondrous works God has done, the miracles and judgments God has uttered.
O offspring of Abraham, God's servant, children of Jacob, God's chosen ones.
The Lord is our God, whose judgments are in all the earth.
The Lord is mindful of his everlasting covenant, of the word commanded for 1,000 generations.
The covenant made with Abraham, his promise sworn to Isaac and confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying,
To you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
And it's over.
It's our prayer time now, where we bring our prayers of blessings and we thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also it's a time to share our burdens and concerns to each other, and also to lift them up together to the throne of grace of God, united in spirit. That God's promise is that when we unite in spirit and pray, God will answer our prayers and heal our dear ones. So let us bring our prayers of blessings and concerns at this time. Some of the requests that we have shared are in the back of the bulletin, in the boxes listed there. Please use this as a reminder for your prayer on a daily basis. I'll post it where you have your prayer time, so that you can remember these people and these items every day in your prayers. Particularly, we want to mention a couple of names. Jose Luis.
A little bit better. But still the glucose is...
He's still in the hospital. Please keep him in our prayers and his family. And also Lois Thompson, Lou's sister. She was at the doctor on Thursday.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a surgery for her on December
12th.
And the good news is that it is not cancerous, but it is still on the back of her brain.
It's on the back of her brain.
So it's a serious surgery. So please pray for her, Lois. She was here with us during the last... lunchtime, and she was very healthy, and it is still looks very healthy. So please keep her in our prayers, and the doctors and nurses who treat her, and the surgery to be successful, and she can come back and have a full recovery after that. Now pray for those families that are grieving, Nickelodeon family, Steven family, and Samson family. These are all loose families that are grieving at the death of their dear ones, so please keep them in our prayers for comfort and peace during this time. And our regular prayer items for those who are struggling with health issues: Barbara, Casey, Harry, Carol, Claudia, Jerry, Lou, Grace Hayes, and Jean McBrayer. I have listed there her name. I thought she was going to come today, so I took her name out. So let her know that we continue to pray for her. And we love her too. So please pray for these people in regular prayers, that God will strengthen them. Above all, will give them peace during their tough times that they're going through. And particularly one item that we need to continually pray for is the people who care for these people. Caretakers are a very tough job. And I see that every day in many cases. So please keep them in our prayers. There are many of us who care for our dear ones who are going through many difficult situation. So please pray for them, for God's grace and God's love and patience to have in their lives. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, our grocery clerks, delivery people, and many, many others, especially during this holiday time. Let's pray for their safety and thank them for their services, their good time, to show our gratitude to them, our mailmen, our delivery people, our grocery clerks. They deserve a lot of thanks from us. So please stop by and thank them, and also pray for them and their families. And pray for our nation, president, leaders of the Congress, and leaders of the states, and also the new administration, the president-elect and his cabinet-elect, that they will also be guided by God's Spirit to have a smooth transition and a good administration coming forward for the next few 4 years. We pray for our world leaders, especially during this time of war, and rumors of war are bubbling up around the world, that God will intervene and bring peace, that it will not escalate, particularly with Russia and Ukraine and Middle East, that God will give them the fear of God in their hearts, and they make decisions that they will bring peace to this world. Let us pray for our church and all the churches in this community, that God has given us opportunities to be a service to many others, many people in this community that are needy. and especially a community that is coming in front of us. We heard that there are 89 homes coming right in front of our church. And what a big opportunity that God is opening as a door. And let's pray that God will bring some of those folks through this church door and to know the Savior in their lives. And let us be a warm and loving and open our door church for those who are needy in this community. Let's pray for the church at large around the world and the missionaries and many others who work in many other parts of the world. Also remember them in our prayers, that God will give them the faith to continue to do their work. Those are the prayer requests that I wanted to make. Any other special prayer requests anybody want to call out? If there are no special calls for prayers, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to come before you as your children, with our prayers of blessings and prayers of concerns. Thank you for the gift of life, with all its joys and blessings that you give us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be always full of gratefulness, because everything that we receive in our life is from you and you alone. We thank you for all those things that you give us, even when we don't deserve them. Thank you for your gifts that you give us to be of service in this world, to bless other people. Help us, Lord, to be grateful and faithful in all the opportunities that you give us to serve others and to be a blessing. We come before you as broken people in many different ways. Many of us need healing in our bodies, especially the ones that we have called out in our prayer today, Jose Luis, and we especially pray for Luis. As they are going through their tough times and their health issues, we pray for your grace upon them. We pray for Luis as she is facing a surgery next week on December 7th. We pray for your grace upon the doctors and nurses. Give them the wisdom to make the right decisions. Bless Lois with your peace and her family with your peace and comfort during this time. Above all, we pray for peace. We pray for the Nickelodeon family, Stephen family, and the Samson family who are grieving at the death of their dear ones. We pray for your peace also for them and your comforting presence to be with them during this grieving time. We pray for Barbara, Harry, Carol, Claudia, Jerry, Lou, and Jean McBrayer, and many, many others that we have been remembering in our prayers. Be with them, Lord, and heal them, strengthen them in their body and their faith, Lord. Above all, we pray for peace for them and for their family members. We pray for those who care for them, Lord, the caretakers. Give them the grace and the patience that they need. We know that they have a tough time. Bless them with your grace, that they will be strong in their faith to continue to do the service that they are doing for their dear ones. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, our grocery clerks and delivery people, trash workers, and many, many others that serve us on a daily basis. During this holiday time, Lord, we thank you for their services, Lord. Bless them with your grace every day, whatever blessings that they need in their lives. We pray for their safety and their family safety during this time. We pray for our nation. We thank you for the president and the leaders of the Congress and the many others. Especially during this time of transition, we pray for your grace upon them with a new administration to have a smooth and peaceful transition, and also have a good administration in the next coming 4 years. We pray for world leaders also to bring peace to this world. Give them fear of God in their hearts, Lord, when they make decisions. We pray for those areas that are affected by wars, especially in Ukraine and the Middle East and the African areas, many places that are affected by various problems, internal struggles and wars. We pray for your grace upon those people, to all those relief workers that are working there. Bless them with your provisions and grace every day. We pray for our church, and we thank you for this opportunity in this community to be a presence here, Lord, so that we can be a blessing to many lives, especially as we are seeing a new opportunity of new community coming near to our church. Make it a blessing for this church, Lord, that we can be of service to many people who are in need. We pray for all the churches in this community, the pastors, the bishops, and many, many others who take leadership roles, and the members of this churches. We pray for your grace upon all of them, that they will be faithful in the work that they are doing, that we will make an impact to this community that you have given us to serve. We pray for all those who missionaries who are working in various parts of the world. We pray for your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to strengthen them, Lord, during their work. We pray that you be with us today, Lord, as we continue to worship. Lord, bless us with your presence, especially through your word. Fill us the power of your word, that we can be a source of blessing to others. And also the luncheon that we have afterwards, be a blessing also for us and all this community. Be with us and help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit. In our prayers, in our songs, in our meditation of the word, Lord, bring honor and glory to your name. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please. And it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured out into your lap. For with the measure you give, it will be measured to you. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for the many blessings, including the financial blessings that you shower upon us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that every good gift comes from above and the giver of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in our giving of our gifts and service and our money. You are gracious and give us everything to us before we ask of you. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We bring before you a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Take this offertory and bless this offertory. And we pray for those who could give today and pray for those who could not give today. Bless them with your love and cover them with your grace every day, Lord. May we find joy as we give our prayers and presents and gifts and service for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 1 through 8.
Six days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us so that we can receive your word for life and spirit. Not only for ourselves, but also to be a source of life and spirit to this world. Open our hearts so that we can receive your word in humility and obedience. Illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear us today, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's reading is a familiar reading where we see where Jesus was anointed by a woman by pouring out expensive perfume and anointing him. And we read that when the disciples saw this, particularly Judas Iscariot, who eventually would be betraying Jesus, did not like it. He said that why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was a worth of a year's wages. We see that a woman spent a year's worth of her income to buy this expensive perfume and anointed Jesus, and the religious righteous did not like it. And he tried to explain his stand by making it so appealing that he is so mindful of the poor. But right there, the gospel writer John clearly says that he did not say because he cared about the poor. He did not fail to mention that. He very clearly said that Judas did not care about the poor because he cared about the money. He cared about the money because if she had sold that money and given to Jesus, it would have been put in the treasury of Jesus. Iscariot, Judas, was the keeper of the money. So he was looking at the money part of it, and he used to help himself with what was put into the treasury. A lot of times, when we think about poor people, especially in the modern world, a lot of people think that poor people are poor because of their own fault. A lot of times it is. Most times it is not. So who are we to judge? When somebody is poor, we can blame, just like Judas Iscariot did, hey, it is because he is not working hard enough. Or he did not do what I did. But we don't know the whole story of that person, how that person was in that situation, what caused all of that, in the family background, the whole history of that person's life that he or she had gone through. A lot of times we become judgmental. That is what Jesus is teaching through this story about worship and service. Sometimes we think that worshiping Jesus at the cost of caring for the poor is not pleasing to God. You should not dismiss the poor thinking that you can please God or worship God, because Christianity does not support that. Caring for the poor and the people who are in need is part of worship. If you go to Jesus and anoint him with a precious oil, like the woman did, maybe we don't have to do precious oils or perfume like that. We may give money to church. But that money that's giving to church is good. At the same time, if you are giving out of your special interest or personal interest, like Judas, it's not going to be pleasing to God. It has come from a compassionate care of the people who are in need. And that is what real worship is. So that is what this particular message that we are looking at, that Jesus is trying to teach us through this incident that we are discussing here today. Poverty is a reality, and there is no question about it. According to the United Nations definition, poverty is the inability of having choices and opportunities. It's a violation of human dignity. The World Bank shows that there are 1.2 billion people in this world who are going to bed hungry every night. 1.2 billion out of 8 billion. It's about 15 out of 100 people in this world that are going to bed hungry. But people like you and me here in this country probably don't know what hunger is. But I have seen it personally in India when I grew up. There are literally people who do not have any food for their family and their children. And they don't know where the next food comes from. They don't know. They have to depend on other people. And thankfully, even with the system there, there are people who are very generous in helping. And I have seen it. I grew up with that system. There's a lot of poverty around us. But many, many people are also very generous with whatever they have. They share to the people who are in need. So when we are going and when we are living in a situation where affluence, at least we don't have to worry about the next meal. Even the poorest person in this country doesn't have to really worry about food. That the waste of food that we make every day can actually feed the whole hungry people in this world. You are talking about the wastage of food that happens in restaurants and grocery stores and many, many other places. The expired food dates, All of those are adding up to tons and tons of food that we are wasting in this country. It's not a waste, but it's because they are out of date and things like that. But if this could be somehow balanced out, that we could feed the other people who are going to bed hungry every day, that is what real service to God is. Jesus wanted to make that clear. Christ's gospel calls us to display the special concern to the poor, to recognize the excessive forms of moral and social disorder that are generating ever new forms of poverty. Particularly after the pandemic, poverty has increased about 40% around the world after the pandemic. It seems to be growing and not diminishing with all the wealth that we have been building. So what happens now is the increasing poverty has become a second preference in the eyes of the world leaders and the corporations, because they consider now poverty as a distraction to economic growth rather than an issue to be addressed. That is what the problem is. That's exactly what Jesus is showing through this message here, is that poverty is not a distraction. It is part of worship as Christians, when we worship God and we cannot ignore the people who are in need. Our worship is not real worship if we ignore the people who are in need. So what do you do with the poor? Yes, we collect money, food, clothing, and other supplies to help the poor. Those are all good. But our willingness to help should come not out of our surplus, but out of our scarcity. Many times we think that we can only spare so much dollars because we don't have enough surplus left over, because we have other needs. Anything that we can spare is after our needs. But that's not what Christ teaches us. When you are buying groceries for yourself, can you think of buying something for your neighbor who is in need? Even though you may not have the money, can you take some money out of your grocery and buy for somebody else? That is what real service or Christian service is. Not about from our surplus, but from our scarcity. That is what Christian teaching is. We should be willing to help even with our scarcity. The gospel of Jesus Christ teaches us that compassionate care is the most important part of our Christian faith. Many people, like I said, that they wanted to help others out of their need to help themselves, like Judas did. They are interested in what you can get out of it. A lady was answering her door in a community, and there was a man with a sad expression. He said, "I'm sorry to disturb you, ma'am. I'm collecting money for an unfortunate family in this neighborhood. The husband is out of work. The kids are hungry. The utilities have been cut off. And the worst, they're going to be kicked out of their apartment if they don't pay the rent by this afternoon." So the lady was very touched by that, and he said, "Yeah, I'm very happy to help." And they said, "But who are you?" He said, "I am the landlord." That's what Judas' attitude is. What is there for my interest to help somebody else? To take advantage of the compassionate care of somebody else in the name of service or in the name of God is wrong, because it is going to only fulfill your need and not the other person's need. Our devotion to Christ is reflected on how we share our blessings with others. That is what the reality is. Jesus said, we will show our fruits. The fruits of our life will show whose disciples we are. And then Jesus said them, the poor you will always have with you. A lot of times people misinterpreted this so that they can make it a passive statement. Oh, it's always there be going to be poor people, so just leave it alone. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, there is going to be poor people always with you. In other words, suggesting that the perfume could have been sold to the poor So to help the poor is not the point. It is also that whatever you have, you need to share with the poor people. For example, acknowledging poverty as a reality and not being judgmental. In the Old Testament, Israelites were given the law through Moses. And in Deuteronomy, we read that, there will not be any poor among you when you occupy the promised land. There will not be any poor among you. That's what God told through Moses to the people of Israelites when they took over the promised land. But there was still poverty there. Why? That is exactly what Jesus was quoting, that if you didn't follow the words of God that God gave them, because God gave them in that command that you will always open your hands to the poor. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your fellow Israelites. That's what we read in Deuteronomy 15:11. But they took only part of it and took the other part out. To be open-handed, to share your blessings with others. Remember I told you about one time about the Jubilee year in the Mosaic Law? It was a very interesting financial concept where every 50th year there's a balancing, if you remember that. At 7th day is the Sabbath day, right? 7 days. The 7th day they celebrate a Sabbath. 7th year is a Sabbath year. They celebrate the whole year as Sabbath year. And 7 Sabbath years make 49 years, right? And the 50th year is called a Jubilee year, if you remember the message that I preached one time. And the Jubilee year is very interesting because Jesus said in Luke chapter 4 when he started this ministry, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor, freedom for prisoners, and recovery for the blind, and to proclaim the year of Jubilee." Jesus said that in the beginning of his ministry. He was referring to the Jubilee year. Every 50 years, the system was designed to wipe off everybody's debts. The law was given to Israel through Moses, dictated or told them that nobody would get poor, that they will not have enough to eat. So in other words, they were told that the property belonged to God. Nobody owns it forever. You can only have a property or anything for 50 years. After that, everything gets balanced out. The system of Jubilee year. When someone borrows money, the borrower would temporarily become bound to the creditor. Any income earned would go as a payment for the reduction of debt. In the course of time, due to many circumstances, borrowers cannot pay all of that back. They become continued to be debtors to others. That means they were bound to be serving other people. In order to stabilize the economic condition and to prevent any family from becoming permanently landless and poor for extended time, Moses established the Jubilee year, that every 50th year they will celebrate with all the leased and mortgaged lands will be returned to the original owners, and all mortgages and loans were written off. You start from a clean slate every year. It is good news for the poor people. That's what Jesus was saying that I came here to declare the Jubilee year, the deliverance of the poor. That is what God told them to practice. But they did not follow that exactly. That is why they have still poor people among them. That's what Jesus is saying. So this is a powerful lesson for his disciples for every age. We should not become indifferent, but it calls us to, instead of a mutual sharing in life. These people, the poor people, are not outsiders. We have to consider them as our insiders. The poor people are our brothers and our sisters. We should not judge them or marginalize them, because Jesus came for those people more than he came for the rich and the famous. And poverty around us is an opportunity to share Christ. And this is a good time every year that Americans share their blessings. This is summons to lose sight of the opportunity. We should not lose sight of the opportunity to do good. Open our hands and freely give whatever we have to bless others. One of the Christian saints who used to say this thing, that John Chrysostom, he's a Saint Chrysostom, said this: those who are generous should not ask for an account of the poor's conduct. Do not ask anything of them, but if you are a Christ follower, you will help them even if they are the most wicked people in the earth. It's a very tough thing to handle. That's what the Saint Chrysostom was telling his disciples. If you are a disciple of Christ, you do not judge them based on their actions, but you judge them based on Christ's compassion. So do not ask them questions. Rather, give them what you have, whatever you can. The rich and the poor, the prosperity and poverty, those things are reality in this world. Jesus said the people in Smyrna church in Revelations, he talked about a poor church in Smyrna in Revelation. He said, you are poor worldly, but you are rich in your faith and in your actions. That is what we are called to do. Not to be rich in material things, but to be rich in our faith, in our care, in our compassion to others. Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Poor in spirit means we are rich in love. When we lose sight of the poor in spirit, to humble ourselves before God, our total dependence on God, and think that our success is just our own efforts, that is not what poor in spirit is. Poor in spirit is always acknowledging God's blessing in us. It is not because of who I am, only because of God is what I am. And also, Jesus met the poor where they were. He did not wait for them to come to him. A lot of times we wait for the poor people to come to church. The church has to go to the poor people. We cannot wait for the poor people to knock on our door. They are not a distraction to our worship, but they are the purpose of our worship. So let us remember to be caring and compassionate during this time, especially the holidays. Let us be caring and compassionate, not because of our affluence, not because of we have leftover money, even if we don't have leftover money. Be considerate when we meet our needs. Be thinking about the other people. During the 3rd century AD, there was a dreadful plague swept through the city of Alexandria in Egypt. Dionysius the Great lived during that time, and he written a record of what happened during that plague in Egypt. He said only Christians were seen helping other people. Christians showed unbounded love and loyalty, never sparing themselves and thinking only of one another. Heedless of danger, they took charge of the sick, attending to their every need and ministering to them in Christ. It was the Christians who showed astonishing love. But the people who didn't believe in God, the heathens and others, they behaved the opposite way. They tried to get rid of the sick. They tried to run away from the people because they were afraid that they will also catch that plague. Sounds like pandemic, right? Corona. They were running away from the sick ones, their dear ones, leaving them abandoned. And the Christians, the churches and the priests took care of them, even at the risk of their lives. That is what Christians do. That is what Christians have done in history. Let us continue to do that work that God has given us to do, because worship comes and becomes complete only by caring and helping others. Both are equally important. Sacrifice for God's kingdom is sacrificing for your brothers and sisters. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place, to be a blessing to others, to be caring and compassionate, to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ where we are. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 172. My Jesus, I love thee. If you are able, please stand. Jesus said, no good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. May we go from this place knowing that worshipping Christ with all our hearts is also about caring for the people who need care and attention in this world. Trust that in doing both, we are fulfilling God's call for our lives. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.